Hallelujah.
This is my worship in the hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello. Amen. Okay. Let's continue from yesterday night. Glory to God. I said we're looking at one. Eh? Well, what are you looking at? Prophecy, right? Something along that line, prophecy. I don't know. I have a topic for the children in the month, but I know I'm discussing something along certain lines. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 from verse 14. Hallelujah.
Acts 2, 14.
But Peter, standing up with those 11, he said, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judah and all who dwell at Jerusalem, so let this be known to you and hearken to my words. So this is not joking as you suppose, see that it's for the third hour of the day. Said, so, but this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel.
Hallelujah. And said,
an event happened from verse 1 to verse 4. Hallelujah. And now,
Peter in explaining that event.
Found their experience in the words
of the prophet.
Right? The prophet Joel. He found that their experience in the words of prophet Joel. Hallelujah.
He says, this is the prophet.
Let's go backtrack a bit to what something you said yesterday.
When Peter said,
this is that which is spoken by the prophet.
When you have prophet,
That is what they have. Scripture. Hallelujah. So he read from his Bible. So Peter's
scripture
will be Genesis down to Malachi. And he will be following Jesus' footsteps. Hallelujah. We said Jesus too will read from Genesis down to Malachi. Luke 24
in verse 25.
He says to the two on their way from Emmaus, also on their way to Emmaus. He says, all fools are
slow of heart to believe, verse 25,
in all that the prophet has spoken.
Hope and say more. Are you sure?
Glory to God. All that the prophet has spoken. He said,
all of the cross who have suffered this thing. Amen.
Are you sure it's working? Not working from here. Are you sure? Glory to God. Okay. He says, up of the Christ
also for the thing and to enter into his glory.
It has a beginning. And beginning of Moses and all the prophets.
He expounded
unto them in all the scriptures. Jesus will read from Moses and all the prophets. Which is
how we
call scriptures then.
Moses and the prophets.
Look at verse 44. He came to a larger audience. Look at what he said to them. He said, I just said to them, these are the words which are spoken, which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses. It is in the prophet and in the Psalms concerning me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus will read from Moses and the prophet.
Now how the scripture, the scripture of Moses, the law and the prophet.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. In, we look at John 5:39 and so, he said in such a scripture, talking about what Genesis
down to Malachi, it's
actually specific
on Moses. Hallelujah, Moses is Bible.
He said, then you think you have
eternal life. So Moses is right.
This is what I call
scriptures. Hallelujah.
And he said,
be careful when people tell you,
Moses is
God. No, Moses isn't God because Jesus quoted or Jesus read from Moses. In Matthew 22, from verse 35. Someone described. Well, Matthew was specific. He's a lawyer. A lawyer came to him and asked him, what is that commandment of the law? What is that great commandment of the law? Jesus reading from the church.
Chapter
6, which says, Israel. Right? The Lord
is one.
He can't. That is Mark chapter 12. Hallelujah. It is. And then he reads from Deuteronomy 6.
Hallelujah.
So you find that I told them that Jesus didn't have, wasn't the author of his words. Rather, he will read from the prophet.
Hallelujah.
So what he spoke concerning
were from scriptures.
Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So this is what Peter will now do. If I told you that Jesus too will read it from where? The scriptures. He was tempted. And three times he quoted the scriptures he was reading from where? Moses. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. On the cross. He was on the cross and he was reading who? David. We saw that last year, right? He was reading David. He was in hell.
He was in Hades, the place
of the dead. And the Bible shows that he was reading who? David. Glory to God. So Peter too, in their experience,
hallelujah,
he found the explanation to that experience from the mouth of the prophet. Something I said you must watch is the fact that he didn't start explaining the rushing mighty wind. He said, nah, there was a rushing mighty wind. No. For him not to mention the rushing mighty wind and tongues of fire, it shows you that those were figures of speech used by who? Luke, to explain the activity that happened there. Hallelujah. Rather, what was the explanation centered on? Prophecy.
I follow you. Okay, so let's begin to get into what we want to look at today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So, in Paul, we said we found the experience
from the mouth of the prophet.
The question will now be,
who is a prophet? Because the definition of a prophet in scripture will be the definition of prophet in our day today. Hallelujah. How can I know a prophet?
How can I know a prophet? Now that word prophet is of the Hebrew word nabi.
The verb
is
nabar. Nabar.
In Genesis 20:7. That's the first time we hear someone called a prophet from Genesis. Hallelujah. Who is who? Abraham.
He says, now,
therefore, somebody spread his wife, referring to Abraham, for he is
a prophet, and shall pray for thee,
and thou shalt live.
So he called, Bible calls Abraham prophet. Hallelujah. This is the first time we see one called prophet in scripture. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean Abraham is the first prophet in scripture. Are you following me? If we get to the book of Hebrews,
we discover that
even Abel, Adam, were prophets. We saw that.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So we said Abraham was the first man that God made Nabi used for in scriptures. So Abraham is called a prophet. Let's go to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus 7. I guess that's all. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Exodus 7. It says, and the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy Nabi, thy prophet. You see that? Hallelujah. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, and he sent the children of Israel out of his land. Hallelujah. What the work of a prophet is. So he said the function of Aaron is to what? Speak for Moses. You see that? The Bible says that prophet said he shall speak all that I have commanded thee. So, listen. I just want to just look at this. So, that means Aaron will take Moses' words, right, and say it to who? Pharaoh. Moses will act as God. Aaron will be the prophet. You see that? Pharaoh will be who? The audience. Are you following me? The recipient. So Moses, God, Aaron the prophet, so he would take up Moses' word and say it to who? Pharaoh. I hope you are seeing that. Hallelujah. So in Exodus 6, from verse 1 to 9, let's see the word that Aaron would speak from Moses. Can you see? Okay, let's go. Okay, verses 2, let's just go to Exodus 6, verse 2, just a chapter away. It says, and the Lord spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. And I appeared to Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob. By my name God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. But and I will establish my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the land of the pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel from whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out of the bondage of the Egyptians. I will rid you of their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with great judgment. And I will take you for a people, and I will be to you God, and ye would know that I am the Lord your God, who bring you out of the bondage of the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land. I'll bring you into the land concerning which I swear to give it to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Did you see that? Glory to God. So this is the message that Moses is taking into who? He's taking down to Egypt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that will be the word that Moses will speak to Pharaoh. So that means what Moses would say to Pharaoh is not allow God's children go now. No. He went to Pharaoh with the message. Hallelujah. The message of the gospel. And Pharaoh was not persuaded. That's why the Bible says his heart was hardened. It means he wasn't persuaded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these are the words that Aaron would take from where Moses and speak to Pharaoh. So a prophet is one who speaks on behalf of another. He speaks for another. Hallelujah. This time, the gospel. Are you following me? This time, the gospel. Glory to God. So that means when the Bible calls Abraham a prophet, it implies that Abraham, when he calls Abraham a prophet, it implies that Abraham too was a minister. So a prophet is a minister. A prophet is a teacher. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go further a bit in Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy 13. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 13. Are you there? Look at verse 1. It says, if there arise among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams. Is that, it is, if there arise you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give it a sign and a wonder. Very vital. It says, give it a sign and a wonder, and they come to pass. Is that? It gave me a sign and a wonder. Papa, and it clicked. You know what I mean? It clicked, so because it clicked, is a prophet. You know, this word at this age. Amen. And he said it. You know, I was sharing with some people about a shopkeeper I watched. I don't know who that guy is. I don't want to know. Hallelujah. In a shopkeeper, I don't know which person status I saw it. And the person just, okay, said to me, right? Okay. So I just want to have like, your name is Hope. Yeah. The father gave you hope because of the... And then I said, yes. Hey, small boy. Yeah. He just threw the mic. In my head. You know, when I watched it, the first thing I looked at was... There was nobody who knew. I just said, come on, come back here, John. That's what I said to my head. Hallelujah. And then I said, He just thought, no, you want to go? Because the father was in hope. So you have to give you hope. And immediately he said that, immediately he said, yes sir, he just threw him out. I just responded as it was spontaneous. I was like, come on, get your arm, why are you going? I thought I was there. I don't know who that guy is. No. That is not the definition of a prophet. In fact, there are some things I'm going to share with you today about who a prophet is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at what Moses said. I said, Paul, look at what Moses said. He says, what you watch out for is not whether the sign or wonder click. That is not what you watch out for first. Will there be signs and wonders? Yes. But that is not what you watch out for first. He says, wherefore he spoke also to the saying, Deuteronomy 13:2, let us go after other gods. Thou shalt not, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. He said, thou shalt not hearken to his words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you. You see that? I see that. So that means the first thing you look out for is not what he or she does, but what he or she teaches. Are you following me? That is the validity. Anybody can do miracles. Hope you know that. I showed her something yesterday. I said, it was here. Yeah, it was here now. I told her, it's church. Hallelujah. Showed her something that when Moses came to Pharaoh, I showed you. When Moses came to Pharaoh, and he told Pharaoh, and when he was done preaching to Pharaoh, he now says, like, you don't preach. And I said, now, the way you will see to understand redemption is like you asking the children of Israel now to go. Do you understand? Pharaoh, you are just like, you have to judge me. Just like that, like that. You know, the Bible says he was not persuaded. Do you understand me? That is the hardness of heart. He wasn't persuaded. By all so, you know, Moses said, okay, Aaron, put the staff down. As soon as Aaron put the staff down, he turned to what it happened, right? What did Pharaoh do? He called magician. Did they also turn their own staff they turned sticks too to snake? And then they said, these men are men of God. No, you have missed it. But something important happened. The staff or the serpent that is flowers from Pharaoh, from Moses, Aaron rather, swallowed every other serpent of the magician. Hallelujah. And I told you yesterday that was what you can call a conquest, a clash of gods, right? Right? Hallelujah. So that means they also had people who did magic, who did miracles, and what happened? And they were not. And they were false. Are you following me? The sea. Moses did a miracle, and the sea became red. They called magician. Magician carried water to it on red. Yes. So, the moment you begin to think that is a proof of saying this person is a prophet. No. That cannot be a proof. Are you hearing me? I heard this from Ken Higgins years back, and I didn't even understand it until I heard it from Pastor Sherry that a prophet is such a teacher. I didn't understand it when I heard it from Ken Higgins. I didn't. Until I met Pastor Sherry, I knew that, this is it. Hallelujah. It was now well explained that a prophet is first a teacher. Is a teacher of the word. Hallelujah. People can give prophecy and it will click. Doesn't mean they are prophets. Watch out for the word. Hallelujah. Are you following? Somebody gives you a prophecy and it clicks. You say, man of God. You know that? Man of God. And yet, he now tells you, you know what? You are going to carry a comb. Or you're going to, you know, the person tells you something and I say, you know what? The solution is you're going to buy cutlass and take your bath on top of cutlass. I said, it's not big deal. Hallelujah. Let me begin with that. Or other than that, you know what? You're going to buy one packet of candle. You're going to burn it. I think you should not pray with the candle. Guys, now did you do that? Hallelujah. Yes, we are a pastor or prophet. You're not doing jazz. Amen. Amen. So that is not how you know a prophet first. But would you have those, will you have revelation knowledge? Yes. Right? 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 Things will click, yes. Right? Right? He will prophesy. He will speak by inspiration, yes. But the first thing there is that he's first a teacher. Hallelujah. So I watch out for what does he teach. Are you following me? What does he teach? Imagine when he's done teaching under that different roads towards Bethlehem Market. You say it can be God or it can be something that looks like God. After all, there are different ways to heaven. You are not well. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So he is first a teacher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's move ahead. So what he tells me in verse 2 is that a sign or a wonder is not a proof that one is a prophet. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. So primarily, signs and wonders isn't the reason one is called a prophet. Hallelujah. Or sense of that the peace is not the reason why he's called a prophet. Rather, a prophet is known by their message. By their message. Glory to God. Look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. Moses, look at what he said. He said, the Lord thy God will raise up to you, we raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken. Hallelujah. Now when he uses the word, unto him you shall hearken. Hearken means he will speak and you should believe his words. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So when he uses the word hearken, it means that the prophet will be known by his words. He will speak. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are following me now. Amen. So when you get back to Acts of Apostles chapter 2, where we're coming from, he said this is that which is spoken by the prophets. Right? Acts 2. Was it? Acts 2, sorry. Verses 17. The words that were spoken by the prophet, that means the prophet is known by his words. By his words, if you read read what Jesus said in Luke 24, all people are to believe in all the prophets have spoken. What they speak about is they ought not. So meaning the conclusion of what they spoke will be what? Concerning Christ. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So they will speak words concerning Christ. Hallelujah. So that means they will glorify. I'm rushing down to Paul, but we'll get there shortly. Hallelujah. They will glorify God in their utterances, in their message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So get back to verse 17. Something we'll see shortly is what Peter said. He said, I will, verse 7, he said, it shall come to pass, said God, I'll pour out of my spirit, that word out of my spirit, upon all flesh, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Hallelujah. We'll explore that word shortly. Out of my spirit. Hallelujah. And the word upon all flesh. But I see what the effect of those words will be. Will be that they will prophesy. Prophesy will mean to speak words inspired, right? Inspired words. They will prophesy in Nabah to speak inspired. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when he said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. That is Joel 2:28. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. When you use that word all flesh, it shows you that even Joel is reading from where? From Moses. Moses. Numbers chapter 11. Numbers 11:25. Let's see something. Numbers 11. I'll rush down to verse 29. Then we'll come back to 25 shortly. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Are you in Numbers 11? Amen. Numbers 11. Look at verses 29. Are we 28? He says, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them, because they heard some other people who were not part of the guys there, they were in the camps, began to also prophesy. He said, Moses, forbid them. And verse 29, and Moses said to him, aviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were what? Were what? So what is God's plan? Everyone should be talking. All of his people. You see that? Glory to God. Are you following that? Glory to God. So, God's plan is for the whole of his people to be perfect. By extension, prophets will be in function. Hallelujah. That is, they will speak inspired. They will speak inspired. That is God's plan. Hallelujah. To speak inspired. Functionality. To speak inspired. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's begin to explore that word upon all flesh. Look at Joel 2 again. Joel. Joel 2, verse 28, he says, it shall come to pass afterwards. We'll explain that word, we'll go to that word afterwards, right? It's the same thing with last days. So can I say, it shall come to pass in the last days, right? Are we in the last days? Hallelujah, what is the last days? The last days is not the end of the world. The last days is the reign of the Messiah. Hallelujah! Are you following me? Glory to God! The last days is not the end of the world. No! The last days is the reign of the Messiah in the earth. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. That is the last day. The fulfillment. Glory to God. And we are in this day. We are in God's day. Are you following this? I am in God's day. I'm in God's day. I'm in God's Sabbath. Hallelujah! You know, it's not a cessation from work, no, but it's what work itself. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm in the Lord's day. Glory to God. My days are in his day. My hours are in his hour. Hallelujah! Glory to God. We're in God's day. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's continue. Joel 2. He says, it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now when you use the word spirit upon, it will be Moses' language. Moses' language. Numbers 11. Let's go back to Numbers 11 verse 17. Let's see that. Moses' language, Numbers 11 verse 17. He says, it's and I will come down. Hallelujah. Okay. And I will come down and I will talk with thee there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon thee and I will put it upon them. So I will bear the burden of the people with thee that thou bear it not thyself alone. Did you see that? Hallelujah. The spirit upon. Now let's see when that happened. Verse 25. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him and took up the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that the spirit rested upon them. And what happened?
What did they do? They prophesied and did not see. That word did not see is actually and they see.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the Spirit upon is what? They, what did they do when the Spirit came upon them? They prophesied. Glory to God. Glory to God.
When the Spirit came upon them, they prophesied. Let's move on. I hear the beat. Amen. Look at verse 29. Okay. Okay, we'll read just verse 29 now, right? Hallelujah. So when the Spirit came upon the prophesied. Let's look at somewhere else again. Look at chapter 24 quickly. Numbers 24. Numbers 24. Are you there? From verse 1 into 4. It says, and when Balaam saw that he pleased the Lord to bless Israel, this is Balaam. He went not as the other times to seek for enchantment, but he set his way towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel abiding in the tent according to their tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon who? Came upon him. And what did he do? And he took up his parable and said, Balaam son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are upon are open hath said, and hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, how godly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacle, O Israel. Did you see that? The Spirit of God came upon him, and he did what? And he spoke. Did you see that? Balaam. In 1 Chronicles, come on, follow me fast. 1 Chronicles, chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Are you with me? Verses 18. And the Spirit of God came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captain, and said, thou are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Did you see this? The Spirit of God came upon him, and what happened? And he said, did you see that? Glory to God. He spoke. You also find that in 2 Chronicles 15, 1 to 2. And 2 Chronicles 24, verse 20. The soul, the Spirit upon, has to do with an activity. Something seen and something heard. 2 Chronicles 15, 1 to 2, 24, 20. Something seen and heard. So in Joel 2, verse 28, we say, in the day of the Lord, will call out the outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh. You see that? In the day of the Lord, we'll have the outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is what Peter is reading from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is where Peter is reading from. So before we get to what Peter is saying, Peter has actually heard Jesus teach them this. Glory to God. In Luke chapter 24 quickly. Let's look at Luke. So before we get to Acts 2, let's see what Jesus said concerning this in Luke 24. Luke 24. Are you with me? Verse 49. He says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. He uses the word, the promise of my Father upon. And how does he explain the promise of the Father upon? He calls it to be endued with power from on high. In an explanation. So that word endued is the word enduo in the Greek. Enduo. It means to be clothed, to put upon. To be clothed, to put upon. You find it used in Mark 6 verse 9. Mark 6 verse 9. Acts 12 verse 21. How Herod was arrayed in his garment. So it has to do with his effort. Hallelujah. In Romans 13 verse 12. Let's get to Romans 13, 12 quickly. Romans 13, verse 12. It says, in the night, say the night is fast spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off, that is to put off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. This is that, let us put on. So it shows your action, right? Right? It shows your action, it shows what you do. In Galatians 3:27, look at verse 14. That's Romans 13, verse 14. Say, put ye on Christ. You see that? Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the law thereof. You see that? Put ye on. Hallelujah. Put ye on. Conscious effort. In Galatians 3:27, Galatians 3:27. It says, for as many of you as are baptized into Christ have done what? Have put on Christ. You see that? So that word to put on, endure, is a word used to show one's effort. It has to do with putting on what is readily available to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what Jesus is teaching them is, Jesus is telling them that the Spirit upon will be their effort. What they will do. Hallelujah. They will have to put on what is made available to them on high. Hallelujah. That's what we looked at this morning. So where will be the on high? The on high will be in the conscience, in the heart. Right? Right? Come on. The on high will be in the heart. That's what we looked at earlier on. Right? Hallelujah. On high will be in the heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. So the on high will be where he is, and that is where we are too. So many will put on what is available to us in us, in the new birth. Hallelujah. So in Acts 2, when it said suddenly, it's not actually suddenly, it's actually more Luke's writing, right? Reported speech, because Jesus has taught them. And remember, we said they will be the ones to put it on. So it can't be suddenly again. Hallelujah. But suddenly it will be used by Luke to tell you how it started. Someone just started. Hallelujah. So Luke will call it suddenly. Because someone will have to start. A first responder. Hallelujah. And every other person will follow. Glory to God. They put it upon. To take what you have available on high. What you have inside upon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Peter writing will say, out of my spirit. Look at what Peter will say. Say, Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Peter isn't saying anything different than what Jesus has said. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Look at that verse 17. It says, come to pass and I will pour out of my spirit. So where is the spirit? So where is the, I will pour out of my spirit. Meaning I will take of what is available for me. Right? Available in me and put it upon. Hallelujah. You see that? To take what is available within and put it upon. And he calls it prophecy. Hallelujah. So what is available within will be in the new birth. Glory to God. So let's go on down to verse 36. Let's see something. Hallelujah. Sorry, 38. I made the same mistake earlier on this morning. Hallelujah. He says again, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost here is offering. So he said the gift of the Holy Ghost will come from what? The remission of sins. You see that? Hallelujah. It will come from where? The remission of sins. What is the remission of sins that we looked at in the morning? The remission of sins will be the indwelling of the Spirit. Right? Right? So that means the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost is not the what is referred to as the gift of the Holy Ghost is utterance. Is what? Utterance. What we've been looking at since. Utterance. The Spirit of Paul. What happened? Prophecy. Do you understand? Utterance. So he said it will proceed from where? The remission of sin. Right? Which is the indwelling of the Spirit. Is that the same word Jesus said? From the resurrection. Right? So from the resurrection, what we have is the Spirit within us. Right? Right? And Peter is saying, what you have seen happening around came from that resurrection.
Hallelujah. Came from the resurrection. So we are taking what we have available upon. Glory to God.
Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. So that will mean to speak inspired. To speak inspired.
Glory to God.
Let's see how Paul will explain it. Paul.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. So let's look at Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It's just the same thing, prophecy. To speak inspired. So we're looking at what happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. What happened was that they prophesied, right? Right? Glory to God. So they had activity. They had things were heard and things were seen.
Glory to God.
So that was what Luke tried to paint for you by saying rushing mighty wind. Rushing mighty wind means that something was seen happening.
Hallelujah.
Boom. And things were heard. Hallelujah. Clothing tongues out of fire is to represent words, utterance.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. So let's move ahead a bit. Let's look at Paul in 1 Corinthians 14. Look at what he says. He says in verse 2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understandeth him. See how it is in the spirit to speak at mysteries. I mean mysteries. For he that prophesieth speaketh unto men for edification, for exhortation, and for comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown in tongues, edifies himself. But he that prophesies edifies the church. Do you see that? So, tongues is for, tongues has only one audience, right? Why prophecy is larger audience? I've explained that to us in another look of, another look of the word tongues and interpretation. That message is out also. So, go and listen to it. Hallelujah. So I'm just taking some things out from that message now that I can re-explain. So listen to the message all over. Amen. Look at what Paul now says in verse 5. He's explaining the same, what? He's explaining the same prophecy. In verse 5. He says, I would that ye speak in tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speak in tongues, except he interpret that the whole church will receive the sign. So Paul isn't saying tongues is lesser than, he isn't saying speaking in tongues is lesser than prophecy. No. He has just shown you that tongues has an audience of one. Why tongues is the whole, why prophecy is the whole church. So he now say, what he has just said is, tongues and then interpretation will what stand the same on the same plane as prophecy. Hallelujah, because he will now reach a wider audience just like prophecy. He's not saying this is greater than this. No, he's only saying this which a wider audience, a greater audience than this. Hallelujah. Except he prophesied. So Paul weighs in tongues as what prophecy. Do you understand me? Are you following me? Weighs in tongues as prophecy with interpretation. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. And where would Paul be reading from? Paul will be reading from Prophet Isaiah. Is it Paul is not Paul? Paul is now reading from Isaiah, right? It's a prophet that was before Joel. I am reading from Isaiah. How are you following him? Isaiah 20. Read it. Read that was reading from. Oh, look at verse 1. Say it is written. It say in the law it is written. So he calls Isaiah the law. Is it Isaiah is calling the law or the whole book? Come on. The whole book, right? The whole book. Genesis to Malachi. It is written in the law. Remember I told you scriptures was called what? The law and the prophet. Right? Uh-huh. So he reads that. It says written in law verse 21. It says, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people. Hallelujah. So we get down to Isaiah 28. Let's look at Isaiah 28 verse 11. Let's begin to round up quickly. There are some things I need to bring in now shortly. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28 verse 11. It says, for with stammering lips and other tongues would I speak to these people? And to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Yes, they would not hear. Hallelujah. So he said, was tamarind lips. Hallelujah. I will look at that word in the Hebrew. That is the word that is used for what? For what? Mockery sound. Hallelujah. So that means Isaiah is explaining tongues. Hallelujah. He's talking about tongues that will stammer release. Mockery sound. Those make sounds of mockery. He said that is how God will speak to his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Isaiah will call it stammer release. So Paul will pick that. Hallelujah. And now he says, see, tongues and interpretations will be what? Prophecy. Do you understand me? Glory to God. So listen to that message on another look on tongues and interpretation. Very important. Very important. Amen. Amen. So let's go down. Let's get down to verse 23. No, before we get to 23, let's look at from verse 14. What verse 14? Oh, verse 13. It says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. When you use the word pray, when he says pray that he may interpret, what it implies is that he should go further. Hallelujah. To interpret. Hallelujah. Verse 14. It now says, for if I pray in tongues, so my spirit prayers and my understanding is so full. For what is it then? He said, I will pray with the spirit. So to pray in tongues is to pray with the spirit. Hallelujah. And I'll pray in my understanding also. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I will sing with the spirit. And I will sing in my understanding also. Glory to God. So that means I can start off in tongues and then I'll flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And interpret by tongues that another person will say what? Will be able to receive. For the other person to be edified. Hallelujah. So Paul now put it this way in verse 23. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and not speak with tongues, and they come those who are unlearned, unbelievers, that doesn't say that you're mad, but it's all prophesied, tongues and interpretation, right? But that what we call prophecy? Tongues and interpretation. So that means in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, when you heard that when Peter now said they prophesied, what they actually had was tongues and interpretation. Remember those guys that were around called them that they were drunk. Right? Said that they were drunk. That means they didn't understand what they were saying. Tongues, hallelujah. At some point, maybe you know that they were the ones who were confused. That's when we heard them speak our language, the wonderful works of God. That was the interpretation they had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. They were not speaking Yoruba, Calabar, no. Because the people that called me for Pentecost were actually only Jews. Hallelujah. So that means they gave words in tongues and gave out the interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what Paul now writes for us to see. You know, they said they heard the wonderful words of God. Paul now writes and says, if they call me one who is unlearned, if you prophesy, he says, we did not say that God is truly amongst you. And falling down on their knees, they will worship that. I mean, they will say that God is truly amongst you. Hallelujah. That's verse 24. If I prophesy, they call me one who is unlearned or one, or believe it or not, we didn't know you will convince by all and God of all and thought the secret of his house will be made manifest and falling down on his face, he will worship God. And they thought that God is truly amongst you. Was that what happened in Acts 2? That was what happened. That means in Acts 2, they had tongues and they had interpretation. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So I can stop up in tongues. Hallelujah. Now look at what it says in that verse 25. It says, the secret of his heart will be made manifest. So that means, tongues now becomes a doorway towards revelation. You see that? Tongues and interpretation. You set up in tongues and interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can start up in tongues and interpretation and then something will be revealed. Glory to God. Something will be revealed. Something will be made known. Are you following me? Something will be made known. Revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now something we need to see that I need to show you as we begin to round up. Something I need to show you as we begin to round up. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20. Okay, verse 20. We say, if any man speak in tongues by two or three, or at most by three. I mean by two, or at most by three, and by cost, let one interpret. Hallelujah. That is, let the one interpret. Now, verse 29 says, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. What does he now call the man who prophesied? What does he call him? Prophet. Are you following me? The man that gives tongues and interprets is called prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He calls the man a prophet by functionality, based on what he's doing at that point. Hallelujah. He is called a prophet. So, I've shown you something now. You have via tongues and interpretation, you have what? Revelation gift, right? Something will be revealed. Hallelujah. Sometimes what will be revealed? Now, something will be revealed. That's the revelation gift. Sometimes what will be revealed by the situations in the past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have to pay attention. I have taught you this in Pneumaticus 2. Hallelujah. Pay attention. Glory to God. Sometimes it's not to start talking about what you have said, but rather look at what is the Spirit of God laying in your heart to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Something can be revealed about someone's present condition. He might be someone who is sick. Glory to God. We'll look at all this tomorrow, because I'll be teaching us, we'll be going into, or I'll be laying hands tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. First session tomorrow. So I'm going to teach us some other things. Hallelujah. So, things will be revealed. Can be someone who is sick. You get out for evangelism. Glory to God. You get going out for evangelism. You can set out. Glory to God. And then you do evangelism. I've been telling us about the evangelism via signs and wonders, right? I said that during CLC last year. And it's happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So by revelation gift, you could call out people who are sick. And what will you do? You lay hands on them. When you lay hands on them, people will gather. And what will you do? You minister the gospel. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Things will be revealed. Remember, the things that are revealed is not for your own glory. The moment is not about the gospel. It's not about you. You have missed it. I said that to the whole Lord. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 12. Glory to God. I showed you. Amen. Amen. So look at all that tomorrow. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hope you're catching this. Hope you're catching this. Amen. Amen. So that man is called who? A prophet. A prophet. A prophet. Look at verse 1. He said, for ye may all prophesy one by one, and all may learn, and all may be comforted. So, we can all prophesy. Glory to God. We can all prophesy. We can all flow by revelation. Let's go now. Let's go now. We can all flow by revelation. We have been flowing by tongues and interpretation earlier on and this afternoon, right? Now we're going to flow by revelation specifically. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something will be revealed. Let's just speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. That's the oh, but the food that has to be. Anga basanda basa. Tundu bali basa. All I see. Amen. Amen. So I speak concerning someone, all I see, who is about to take a hasty decision. In fact, you've been pressured about that decision. That decision, yeah. You've been pressured about it for a while. And you just feel, let me just follow what they are saying. and just follow what they are saying. Is that actually a sister? Oh yes. I just being pressured by what everybody is saying around you to do. Now it's looking as if you don't even have a will of your own. And all this while you've been, you know, for a few days. No. For about, I want to be specific on the amount of days. For about 3 months. 3 months. Whenever this comes to your mind, it bothers you. It looks as if you don't even have any other choice. You're just following what everybody says. Because, and then you've been kind of pre-concerning it. And it's as if you've not even gotten any direction. So you're just worried. Okay, maybe, let me just follow this. See. You just have to learn patience. Never be in a hurry. Never be in a hurry. Never be in a hurry. Thinking you have not heard from God doesn't mean you are not directed. So never be in a hurry. Never be in a hurry. Amen. Never be in a hurry. Never be in a hurry. Never. 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 Never be in a hurry. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pick it up again. Now let's share ourselves into two. Just show yourself into this. You can be the same person you were with in the morning. Don't change. You'll be the same person. Do that person. Hallelujah. Two. Then you're going to flow by a revelation. And you're going to be sharp. Revelation. In two. Is that the life you meant? The life? Okay.
One scripture.